The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, announced today that the world's coral reefs are in the middle of a dramatic bleaching event. It's only the third time in history that an event like this has been recorded, and it is not good. Joining us now is Mark Aiken, a marine ecologist and the coordinator of NOAA's Coral Reef Watch. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Glad to be with you.
Well, explain, first of all, what a coral bleaching event is exactly.
So first I'll explain what a coral is, because most people don't realize that they're a plant, an animal, and a mineral all at the same time. And that's important because inside the tissues of this animal are microscopic algae that provide most of their food. When the water temperature gets too high, the photosynthesis, the production of energy by these little plant cells, actually starts to run too fast, and they start to release toxins into the coral. As a method of survival, the coral will eject the algae into the water, and it leaves their tissues translucent, so you can see right through to the skeleton underneath, which is white. So it looks like it's bleached. It looks like it's dead. The tissue is actually still alive, but you have a sick coral that's starving and more susceptible to disease.
And is this bleaching event right now happening all over the globe? We know that it's centered in Hawaii.
Well, Hawaii is one of the worst areas being hit right now, but this year it has gone all over the globe. We've had reports coming in from the Persian Gulf, the Indian Ocean, Southeast Asia, all across the Pacific. And now what's made it global is the Atlantic Caribbean has joined in the choir. Florida, Cuba, the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and now even starting up in Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
And what does that tell you? Because we know that El Nino right now is warming the waters in the Pacific, but of course the Caribbean is on the other side.
Right, but that's the interesting thing. Just like El Nino changes the climate around the world and has impacts on rainfall and drought, it also influences patterns of circulation that can affect temperatures of the water in other basins. So changes because of El Nino actually can cause temperatures to rise in the Indian Ocean and in the Caribbean.
Is there anything that can be done to stop an event like this once it's gotten started?
Once it's gotten started, no. I mean, we're talking about a huge amount of warm water, and there's just no capacity for cooling it. But the bigger question isn't this event. The bigger question is the root cause and how we deal with it in the long term.
And you see the root cause as what?
Climate change.
So this is the third one of these bleaching events that we have on record. Do you expect them to happen more frequently now as a result of climate change?
We have been expecting it, and unfortunately, that's what's happening. The first global event was in 1998 related to a huge El Nino. 2010 was the next one related to a moderate El Nino. So the bad news is, despite my having told you how bad things are now, the climate models make it look like this event is not only going to continue, but may even be worse in 2016.
And is there any hope that the reefs affected will ever be able to come back?
It takes a long time. Reefs that were severely affected in 98, they're only partially recovering because some of the corals that died were hundreds of years old, and you can't regrow a 100-year-old coral in a decade or two. The real problem here is because of this increase in the frequency and intensity of bleaching events related to the increasing CO2 in the atmosphere, we really have to address the root cause of climate change, and the climate treaty negotiations going on in Paris in December are critical to that.
What does this mean for somebody listening in Cleveland or Indianapolis? Why does this matter to them if they're not somebody who goes and decides to snorkel among the coral and notices this time that it's not as colorful and beautiful as it usually is?
Yeah, that's always a question that comes up. But, you know, there is the inherent value of having places like the Great Barrier Reef and other coral reefs around the world. These coral reefs are only 0.1% of the seafloor, but they support over 25% of ocean fish species. These are areas that support about 500,000 people around the world who depend on the fish. They're protecting shorelines. The services provided by coral reefs is tremendous to many parts of the world. And so this is a very important system that we need to make sure is able to survive.
That's Mark Aiken, a marine ecologist and the coordinator of NOAA's Coral Reef Watch. And we'll link you to their study out today, this announcement that the world's coral reefs are in the middle of a dramatic bleaching event. That's at hereandnow.org. Mark, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And while you're at hereandnow.org, a program note, we spoke today with former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and I asked him what he thought about Republican presidential candidates who are denying climate change.
The truth of the matter is they just are factually wrong. I assume they're great Americans. I assume they really are trying to be honest. The scary thing is if you accept the fact that they really are honest, then you got to question their analytical ability and knowledge of what goes on. I'm not sure whether duplicity is better or worse than ignorance, but it's certainly one or the other.
We'll post our full interview with Mayor Bloomberg at hereandnow.org.